This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
You're listening to Freshly Dug on Joy 94.9. I'm Doug Pollard. Now, as everyone must be sick of me saying by now, there's an inquiry being running in the Senate into gay marriage. And one of the things that's been pushing a lot of response in favour of gay marriage towards it's been an ad campaign that's being run by PFLAG, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. And it's not only been in the press, but it's also now making its way onto television. And let's just listen to what it says.
I am the proud mother of two sons, the eldest gay, the youngest straight. My gay son should have the same right as his brother, including marrying the person he loves. A recent national opinion poll showed that 60% of Australians believe that same-sex couples should have this right. Mr. Rudd, my son is not a second-rate citizen. What do you think he is? Other countries are legally recognising same-sex marriage. Show your leadership and do the same. Authorised by Shelley Argent, Brisbane.
And that was Shelley Argent, Brisbane. And Shelley's on the line now. Good morning, Shelley.
Morning, Dad.
Well, now we know what you look like as well. Although, of course, the radio audience doesn't, but...
Well, that's true, but they'll see me if they watch a sunrise anyway a couple of times a week.
Oh, that'll be great. Now, is this funded by PFLAG, or are you doing it in conjunction with other people?
Well, no, mainly PFLAG and just a few private donations.
That's very good that you've managed to get the money together to do that. That's yes. Terrific.
Yes, yeah. Now, well, we think it's important because we believe that it's time that the country saw that it's not just lesbians and gays that want equality, it's their parents want equality for them as well.
That's always been a very, very powerful argument, I think, hasn't it? That
yeah, I mean, I'm a big believer in, I don't believe in standing behind your children, wringing your hand, saying, oh, what can we do? And I think sometimes it's important to stand beside them, and then other times it's important to stand in front of them. And I think that's what we're doing now, is we're standing up and we're being out and proud and saying it's time for our sons and daughters to have the same rights as their brothers and sisters.
This ad's been running in the press as well. I mean, I've seen it online, and I think I saw it also in print in The Australian, didn't I?
Yes, last weekend it was on page 10 of Early General News, and we've also had an ad running online, and now we're going to do the TV ad, because we need to cover as many bases as possible so that mainstream society can see the issue, and we just want to draw it to their attention.
Have you any idea, have you any way of measuring the impact it's had? Do you think it's actually generated a lot of feedback?
Well, I think it is, and I think when we did the online ads, there was a lot of people sent in submissions to the government about that. It really spiked at the times that the ads were running.
That was to the Senate marriage inquiry that I referred to, yes?
Right,
This, of course, is too late for that now. That inquiry has closed, so...
But I still think if people see it and they ring their politicians and different things, it is still keeping it going, and I think that it will still have an impact on the inquiry.
Yeah, it might have an impact on a few other things as well, mightn't it? Because you've got some legislation coming up in... Where is it? It's in the Queensland Parliament, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Now, what's that all about?
Well, what's happened since Kevin Rudd brought in the, or removed the economic discrimination in November, what it did, which was absolutely great, but what it did was it highlighted some of the inequalities still happening in Queensland. And an example is like with a same-sex couple, if they should break up, federally, the non-biological parent can still be forced to pay maintenance, which is correct, but in Queensland, that same parent could have that child removed from her if the biological parent should die or become incapacitated. And there's still like the next of kin issues, and it really does bring up a lot of concerns and problems for both parents. And most of the other states, they recognise same-sex parents, and Queensland doesn't. And then there's still the issue of having the non-biological parent on the birth certificate, and we're wanting that as well.
Yeah, and you've also still got an unequal age of consent up there too, so Queensland's lagging behind in a few areas.
Yes, well, they're saying that Queenslanders aren't ready for that, but we've got some polls and different things beginning to show that that's not quite right. You can only fight so many battles at a time.
Yeah, I think you'll find, particularly with the TV ad and appearing in the mainstream press, I think that will actually, you know, that'll be one of those rising tides that lifts all boats, as they say.
Yes, and I think, too, what we need to do is show that is to normalise same-sex couples. Because even when you think about it, years ago, I mean, even in my generation, the first thing my father would do if I went out with somebody was ask what his religion was. It didn't matter what he was like. If he was Catholic, well, he was just no good. And, I mean, the poor guy could have been perfect, but it still there was that difference of mixed religions.
Yes. I can remember my grandmother saying to me when I went to college, she said to me, well, I hope you find a nice girl there. She said, but don't never marry a Catholic or you'll never get the priest out of your kitchen. having experienced that with her own mother, you know.
And, I mean, there's mixed races now, and there's step families, there's blended families.
Yes, I remember when my sister brought a black boyfriend home at one stage, and my father almost had a heart attack on the spot, I think.
I know. Well, you see, even in my generation, well, it's probably the same. I mean, to say the fellow didn't have to be coloured, but as long as he was, like, of Eastern European or something, it was always like, oh, you know, good. And how can you say that? I mean, logically, how can you say that? But again, it's fear, it's ignorance, it's people don't understand difference. And this is what it's the same now with same-sex couples. People fear what they don't understand, and it's ignorance.
Yeah, well, it's something I've been hammering away at for years, is to say, you know, the best thing you can do if you're gay, the best thing you can do to advance your own rights is to be out and proud.
That's right.
Because you know, everyone's got to know that we're just there and we're just the same as anybody else.
Yep, and I've always taught my son to never take a step backwards and never apologise for being gay. Just be out and proud, honest and upfront.
I wish I had a mother like you.
Well, maybe not.
Well, maybe, yeah, maybe I don't know, but, you know.
And his friends always say that I'm more gay than he is.
There was a lovely, lovely story in the paper the other day. I think it was in an American paper about this young man who'd written to an advice column, and he's very heavily involved in musical theatre, so he's got lots of gay friends. And apparently his mother had been going around telling all her friends with great pride that she had a gay son. But actually he was straight. And he had great trouble convincing her. He was saying, but I've got lots of girlfriends. And I'm like, yes, but you hang around with all these gays. And, you know, all my friends think it's really great that I've got a gay son.
And you don't have to worry. I'll accept you.
So,
that's a good one.
I thought that was a lovely reversal of the usual thing. It does show that that things are changing.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that, Shelley. All power to your elbow.
Thank you.
Keep it all going, and I think just in honour of the occasion, we're going to be a little bit retro here with our next piece of music. Frank Sinatra, Love and Marriage. Thanks, Shelley.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.